Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, you know, we talk about a lot of topics that are usually like, they kind of bum you out. Sometimes they're a little funny, but this is a story I wanted to talk about guys doing something for other guys that they're doing it for no other reason than to just help someone that's maybe having a hard time like they are. And I think this was just such a great story that I wanted to read this as a little bit of inspiration, that you don't need to do something big or world-changing to make an impact on those either in your lives or maybe even around the world at some point, and it might even be accidentally around the world. But this is a fun story, and I won't blab on too long about it, but I do want to read this. This is a guy, it's called Dudes and Dogs, and a guy sets up a dog walking group for men who need a companion to open up about their problems. Many times we've talked about here where, well, if you need help and there's no one around in your lives and you don't have anybody you're close to and you don't have any friends or something like that, it's kind of hard to find a little bit of help, a little bit of a shoulder to lean on once in a while. Well, this guy had the same problem, and he started a program in Bristol, England. I think this is starting to spread, so you never know. I'll show the website after I read. We'll talk a little bit more about it. So Rob Osman of Bristol, England, suffered from anxiety and unhappy thoughts since his 20s. The 38-year-old had hit rock bottom when he had no choice but to live in his sister's basement. There were no windows, only enough Mary Jane for Osman to forget his troubles. He managed to pull himself out of this descent and has been pursuing better health ever since. In early 2019, he left his corporate job to focus on his family and his psychology and counseling degree. He also became a dog walker. Let me pause here real quick. So this gentleman's 38 years old and decided to leave corporate world and restart his life, re-kickstart things, because it wasn't working for him. I've mentioned this many times to both guys that are a little bit older, like myself. I'm at 47, changing my career. As of 2 years ago, I went from being a network engineer to a bum or building a bus and traveling around the world for a year and change. But it's never too late. So if things aren't working for you, maybe look for a change. They continue on. Of all the methods of relaxation he tried, Osman found the most healing in the simple act of walking Molly, his Hungarian Vizsla, or the other pups he exercised. This inspired him to create a group called Dudes and Dogs, a community that encourages men to walk dogs, get fresh air, and discuss their feelings. Talking helps. It really does, Osman wrote on the Dudes and Dogs website. It helped me to no end, but sometimes as men, we aren't the best at it. Well, Dudes and Dogs wants to change that for the next generation. There is no doubt things are changing. We want to be a part of that. By simply getting outside, talking things through, we can start to change our mood. The beginning of Dudes and Dogs. The UK gets infamously rainy and cold, and Osman was in no mood to go out. Yet his dog didn't care. She wanted to get outside and play, forcing her owner into fresh air and exercise. He says, "It's been the best therapy I've ever had," Osman said. This inspired him to form this community. He began inviting his friends to join his walks with Molly. Sometimes they would talk, and other times they'd simply enjoy the benefits of playing with a dog and walking outside. Osman began thinking about how he could expand this to reach more men. "I'm not saying anything new when I say going into the fresh air makes you feel better," says Osman. "Just the realization of how beneficial that time is with the dog has been." He describes that no matter how a person feels when they come home, the dog greets them with unwavering love that can make anyone smile. I just did a video, I think, I always say like a few days ago and then it ends up being like 17 videos ago, but I did a video about my dog and him having to go in and have surgery, and he's on the mend. He's still got his cone on. He's got just a couple days left. Staples come out. It cost me a ton of money, but you know what? Every bit of that is totally worth it, because he loves me unlike anything else in this world. I left him with my family when I went traveling around the world, and when I came home, his tail was wagging so hard he'd fall over from it, and he wouldn't leave my side for days after that. It was just the best feeling in the world. Well, you know, we talk a lot about it, but dogs, if you treat them well and love them, and I know some of you guys don't agree with this, and I had some really weird comments on the other video, but they are just by far the most loving animal that you can have in your life. I absolutely love them. Cats are good too, but dogs are just different. Anyway, men and mental health. So men in general are more resistant to seeking treatment for mental issues and health than women. In fact, a 2015 UK poll of 1,000 men found that 40% of men won't talk about their health at all. 70% of men suffered from anxiety, stress, and or bad thoughts, with the highest pressures in their lives being work, finances, and health. 40% stated it would take something big like I don't want to be here anymore thoughts and self-harm to make them seek help. Why won't they discuss their mental health? Here's some of the reasons reported, ranked from most to least important. I've learned to deal with it. I don't wish to be a burden to anyone. I'm too embarrassed. There's a negative stigma around this type of thing. I don't want to admit I need support. I don't want to appear weak. I have no one to talk to. And these are things we do talk about. Those are all things you don't want to express near women, especially ones that you're attracted to, because that's a killer right there. But, you know, as they say, it's something that you need to do. Here's the thing. Feelings of anxiety and bad thoughts are legitimate reasons to seek professional care. These cases already take up 30% of general practitioners' time, and for good reason. A person's mood can affect their productivity, their relationships, their world. You deserve to live a happy, healthy, fulfilling life, unchained from bad thoughts and anxiety, and your family and friends would agree. Your well-being is not a burden to them or any other medical practitioner, nor is speaking up a sign of weakness or a reason to be embarrassed. You deserve to have a better life, as do the hundreds of other people suffering in silence. And they go on to talk about some benefits here of dog walking. I won't go too deep into it, but dogs are like four-legged antidepressants. Osmond said, when people are around the dog, they drop their defenses. They play with the dog. Walking a dog is a conversation waiting to happen. People come across the street to pet the dog, and then you start having a conversation. When I lived in North Carolina, I actually noticed this a lot, especially when he was a puppy. Just people would ask if they could pet him, and they'd pick him up, and they'd cuddle, and they'd talk about, and they'd talk to me. And I actually met other people walking their dogs, and our dogs would meet, and I'd talk breed and food and what are the good pet parks. And before you know it, I've gone and talked to a dozen people. So if you live in a popular or populist area, you can always go to the center of town, walk a dog, and usually if you have one that's friendly and cute, or exceptionally unattractive and ugly dog also gets a lot of comments, you'll be able to talk to other people. And that interaction is very healthy for us, especially when we're on our own, we're kind of doing our own things, we're kind of holed up in our man caves. Getting out there and having that interaction does really help. And you can make some good friendships. And when you're kind of in the blues a little bit and not feeling great, it doesn't mean you need to go through this world-changing therapy. Sometimes just having a couple of good conversations, maybe meeting somebody, having a cup of coffee, you join a group at the dog park or a dog walkers association or anything like that. And before you know it, you have a core group of people that have similar likes and interests as you do. That can really pull you out of a funk. Mine is a motorcycle riding group. No matter what town I move to, I always find out what group of riders there are. And you might see me on a sports guy and this guy and an Indian and a Harley over here and a like an off, you know, off the beat, like dirt bike that's a lower CC that really has to crank it out, a two-stroke to keep up with us. But we all just go out and have fun, and that's really what it's about. Let's see. Plus, interacting with animals can help people with mental issues. People's heart rate, their blood pressure go down, as does stress hormones such as cortisol. And actually, there's a feel-good hormone called oxytocin that actually goes up. It doesn't even have to be your own pet. Although this project is relatively new, Osmond plans to bring in psychologists to train volunteers to encourage men to seek more help if they need it. He also plans to take the community into the U.S. So if we go on there here on their main website, Dudes and Dogs, and they go through the story of how it began. They even have some, they actually do have some cool shirts. They're not a sponsor or anything, but they do have some cool shirts. And there's About Us. And I don't know if they're opening something here, but they do look for volunteers, and maybe they'd like some help bringing it over here to the States. If you'd like a hobby and you've been thinking about getting a dog. So guys, I will leave it there. Nothing to drill down into, but it's a great sign that shows that, you know, here's a guy that's going through something and he didn't just think about himself. He thought about how can I improve things for myself, but also how can we get this out there to help other people and other guys that may be in the similar place. So, you know, we'll leave it there, but check out the website and see what you think. And who knows, maybe you'll get something interesting out of it. For those of you that have asked, as I said before, my dog is doing much, much better. He comes off his bland chicken and rice diet in just a few more days, and his staples come out on the 3rd of March. So yeah, just about a week, a little less than a week left. He's happy, he's healthy, he's doing great. He wants to play very badly, so he's doing well. And so, you know, that's all you can ask for, really. If you'd like to support my work, links are down below. Thank you very much for those that have. It really means a lot to me. And the best way you can subscribe, even if you don't have any nickels to share, which is also fine, is to like, comment, share, and most of all, subscribe, and go check out some of my older work. That's a great way to support my channel as well. Get those numbers boosted up so we get shared to more gentlemen. Guys, I'll leave it there. This has been Our Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, dogs are awesome. Thank you.